We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, The Lodger.
I don't want to hear any more excuses. You're idle, that's what you are. Bone idle. Bundle of old newspapers and a sack of mixed rags, a day's work.
Yes, Dad.
Will you put that book down when I'm talking to you? Don't you tell me you tried.
Well, it's a bad,
bad time of the year. Yeah, all the year round's a bad time of you. How are we going to pay these bills? You tell me that.
Yes, Dad.
Will you listen to me when I'm talking to you? Sitting there reading. What is it? Everybody's Political What-Swap by George Bernard Shaw. Yeah. He ain't going to pay the bills, is he?
No, Dad.
Well, who do you think you are? Harold Wilson?
Yes. Have you finished?
No, I haven't. You're a rag and bone man. If you filled the cart up with as much junk as you put in your head, we'd be all right.
Have you finished now?
Yes, I've finished.
Right. May I say a few words?
No.
Thank you. The problem we are faced with is a quite common one in this capitalist society we are unfortunate enough to live in. A slump. Or as the right-wing word jugglers prefer to call it, now they are in power, a slight trade recession. Thus avoiding any unpleasant memories of Jarrow and Hunger Marches and so on. Oh, what a stroke, as the man said.
Oh, God, here we go again. Come on, three quick choruses of the red flag. Come on, comrade, let's have you. The workers' flag is deep as red stain with the blood of workers' dead. You did some work, I wouldn't mind.
You're a traitor. You are a traitor to your own class.
Who is? I'm no worker, mate. I'm a capitalist. Always have been. I've got my own business. I'm going to be nationalised.
Why didn't you have a revolution in 1926? That's what I want to know. The general strike. Why didn't you take your opportunity and overthrow them? We could have had it. Equality for all. I would have had a chance in the world. I mean, we wouldn't be sitting here worrying about bills. Why didn't you revolt, Dad? Where were you?
Me? I was making a fortune. 1926. Selling everything they were. Giveaway prices. We never had it so good. Marvellous days they were. Ah, if only we'd had a pawn shop. That's where the money was made. Still, you can't have everything.
Ah, but... Look, I'm not going to sit here arguing dialectics with the likes of you. Oh, what is the point? We live in a capitalist society, so as much as it goes against my principles, we must solve our problems by applying capitalist methods.
Hear, hear.
We've got to make some quick money.
Hear, hear.
In order to keep a regular supply of food pouring down that skinny little neck of yours. Now, how do we do that? Well, I'll tell you. Old George Bernard has the answer. It is all in his books. First principles. We must see what assets we've got and temporarily put them to other uses. Right?
I don't know.
Right. Assets. There's the house, the stock, the horse, the cart and me.
And me.
I said assets. You go and stand over there with the bills.
Yeah.
Now, let's take them one by one. Me. Well, I'm the brains of whatever we're going for, so that's me taken care of. Now, the stock. Well, obviously, we can't flog that, otherwise we wouldn't be facing this problem. The house. We could sell that and buy a tent, I suppose. That's about all we'd get for it.
I ain't living in no tent.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, that is not the response I expected from an ex-Boy Scout. One of Baden Powell's originals.
I'm 69 now. I ain't living in no tent.
Oh, the spirit soon dies, don't it? You're a disgrace to your woggle. So, that leaves the horse. Of course, the horse, of course. We shall put Delilah at the stud to be served. Yes, yes, we're not having any of that artificial stuff for her. Mill Reef. I shall get in touch with the Queen's trainer, what's his name, first thing in the morning. Or no, Mueless, I'll have him competing. Oh, the Bloodstock Club will go potty when they hear about this. Oh, yes. Well, that's the Derby and the Oaks taken care of for the next 5 years. And the National, of course. I can just see all her offspring now dragging themselves round Aintree, eating their way through the jumps. Mrs. Topham's going to love that.
Is that all you've got to offer? I thought you was being serious.
Serious? Now, let me laugh. That's what I was trying to tell you. We got nothing, mate. Nothing. We're derelicts. We've had it. We're doomed. Look at us. Dregs, that's what we are. Dregs. For lower depths. Straight out of Gorky. He could have been writing about us. Dead Gorky we are.
Well, it ain't going to get any better with you just sitting there sneering. Do you know what's in the larder?
Don't tell me. Let me guess. Skinny mice.
Very funny. You have me in stitches, you do. We've got to do something, Harold. If you want help, I'll have to think of something myself.
Yes, you do that, mate. Go on. Look, an economic miracle. Let's see the phoenix rise from the ashes. A 28-story office block, and down the side in big lights, Step Tower and Son. And on top, a 20-foot statue of Delilah done in gold. A symbol of our humble beginnings. Oh, if only I had a camera to record this moment for posterity. It is the birth of the Steptoe Empire. What an historical moment. Oh, look at him. There he is. The most noble ragman of them all. Augustus Steptoe. Oh, the golden age of Totten is about to begin. How is this merchant prince going to save us from destruction?
It's coming. Go on, it's coming. I've got it.
Yes.
We'll take in a lodger.
No! Oh, it's too much. Oh, I've got to grasp it. No, it's no good. I can't comprehend it. Oh, it's too big for ordinary minds to take in. Take in a lodger. No, it's no good. I mean, we mere mortals lack the perception. We can only stand and tremble in the shadows of such brightness.
You think it's a good idea, then?
I think it's a diabolical idea.
Why?
Because I'm not having strangers tramping all over my house.
It's not your house, it's my house.
I live here as well.
A fiver a week we'll get.
I'm sorry, no.
Can you think of another idea? Come on, you've been taking the mickey. Let's have something from you.
Well,
You haven't got any ideas, have you?
Well, no. Not at this precise moment.
No. All the old chap, but no ideas. Well, I've decided. We'll take in a lodger.
We are not taking in a lodger. Quite apart from anything else, we've only got two rooms. Yours and mine.
Yeah, I saw that. You can have your room.
Where am I going?
You can sleep with me.
Me? Sleep in the same bed with you? Oh, God.
Well, there's enough room for another bed.
That doesn't diminish the prospect at all. I mean, once those great boots comes off, being in the same house is a test of endurance. Besides, I want my own room. I think I'm entitled to my own room. For good blimey, Dad, a man likes a little bit of privacy.
Why? What do you do then?
I don't do anything. What do you mean?
Well, if you don't do anything, what do you want to be on your own for?
Well, I want to be on my own because that's the way we live in the West. Look, I'm not tribal, Dad. If this was the South Seas, there'd be 18 families living in one long hut. But over here, a man likes to be on his own. Except if he's got a bird. Which is another reason why I should have my own room.
You've never had a bird out there. Have you?
No. But one can live in hopes. I mean, there's always a first time. Well, what's the point of spending half the evening trying to lure her up there, knowing you're sitting up in bed picking your toenails? I'm sorry, Dad. It's out of the question.
My mind's made up, Harold. I'm putting an advert in the sweet shop window. Let's see. To let. Room in fashionable Muse Cottage. Clean linen. Suit professional person, £5 a week. No wogs. How's that?
That advert is a calculated insult.
Ah, the bit about the wolves. Oh, I can easily cross that out.
No, no, it's not that.
I don't mind if that's how you feel about it. Well, it's good and bad, same as us, I suppose. I was just trying to...
That advert is tantamount to a vote of no confidence in me.
What are you talking about?
I am the breadwinner in this house. It is my job to provide the money. And by taking in a lodger, you have, in one fell swoop, completely negated my being here. You don't need me. It relegates me to nothing more than a Joe Runce. I'm afraid you're going to have to choose. It's either him or me.
You don't mean that, Harold.
I do. I've done my best. As apparently that is not good enough, there is no point in my stopping here.
Eh? That's got you worried, hasn't it? Yeah. No, I'm not worried. You can do what you like. If you want to go, you go. I can manage without you. £5 a week from the lodger and a little bit of business I can do in the yard, that'll keep me going. I don't need you.
All right, then. It's come to a head, then, hasn't it?
If you like.
Right, then.
When are you going, then?
I told you. When the lodger comes. I won't go right away. I'll give you a fair chance. I'll wait till the lodger comes.
I see. Well, I'd better go and put that advert in, then, hadn't I?
Yes, you do that. Go on.
I'm going to.
Go on, then.
I will.
Good.
Where do you go?
Don't you worry about me, mate. Look after number one. You don't pay worrying about other people. I found it out to my cost. You spend your life looking after somebody else, then as soon as things get a little bit empty, you get slung out.
I'm not slinging you out.
No, let's go into that again. You can't put your advert in.
I'm going to. Don't you worry.
I'm not worried. You should have put it in years ago.
I wish I had done.
It's a pity you didn't.
I know it is.
All right, then.
Right.
Right.
Right. It's going in now.
Good. I hope you get somebody nice.
I will. Don't you worry. I won't take in anybody.
I hope you don't.
Oh, I won't. Don't you worry.
I'm not.
Right, then.
Right.
Right. I'll go and put that advert in, then.
Yes, yes. You do that.
I'm going to. Right now.
Don't forget, then. As soon as he comes, I go.
I heard you.
That's all right, then. As long as you know what you're doing.
I do.
Right.
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 I'm off, then.
Go on, then.
I'm going.
Good.
Here I go, then.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
He's gone.
Morning. I'd like to put this advert in your shop window.
Certainly, sir. 20 new pence per week.
10. 20.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Hard to beg your pardon, but did a skinny little old man just give you an advert to put into your shop window?
That's right, sir.
Well, he's changed his mind. He wants it back.
Oh, I see. Well,
That's all right. You can keep the money.
You're late, aren't you?
Am I? Oh, I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to think about the time.
It's gone 7:30. You've worked hard, haven't you?
Oh, you know.
Here, you got a lot of stuff on the cart.
Yeah, not bad. Should make us about 10 quid. That's 2 weeks' rent for the room, isn't it? Have you had any inquiries for the room yet?
No, not yet.
Oh? Haven't you really? Oh, I would have thought they would have been round like flies round a dustbin. I mean, the house's situation of being what it is.
Don't worry. It's early days yet. They'll be round.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they will.
I expect it's the cold weather stop people coming out.
Oh, yes, I expect that's what it is. Keeping everybody in it is. It's very bad time of the year for room letting, I would have thought.
Yeah, you've done well, haven't you? Best day you've had for weeks. Here, this skirt's good, isn't it?
That's a kilt. That's a real Scots one, that is. That's a hunting Stuart. There's yards and yards of material in that, you know.
I fought with this lot in 1418 war. Women from Hell, the Germans called him. I had my photograph taken in one of these, you know. Have you seen that photograph of me in a kilt?
Oh, yeah. Very sexy.
Of course, I had better knees in them days.
You can have that one if you like.
Can I? Oh, thank you, Harold.
Oh, that's all right. I wouldn't recommend wearing it, though, only it's got a hole in it.
So it has. Oh, what a place to get hit with a dum-dum bullet.
Still, he'll make very nice curtains for the lodger's room when he comes.
You know, I was thinking, Harold, I mean, we've been doing so well these last few days. You've bucked up your ideas a bit. Well, I thought...
Yes, Dad?
Well, perhaps we don't need to take in a lodger after all.
Oh, well, that's up to you, isn't it, Dad? I mean, that is your business. I wouldn't presume to advise you one way or the other.
Well, I mean, I was only doing it because of the money.
Well, it is a big consideration, the money.
Only, with you working as well as this, we're doing better than having a lodger.
Oh.
So, if it's all right by you, I'll take the advert out to the sweet shop and we'll forget all about it. How's that?
Well, seeing as you've asked me... Yes, all right, I'll be happy to. I'm really surprised nobody turned up for that room. I really am.
Oh, well, I'm glad they didn't now. Here, that chair's Victorian, ain't it?
Victorian? That's Regency, that is. Here, help me get it down. Gently. There. No, I wouldn't put that any later than all, what? But 1820.
Get away. This is never Regency.
Of course it is. That belonged to the Prince of Wales. Look, it's got his feathers on it.
It's a Victorian copy.
It's not. It's Regency, I tell you.
Never. It's Victorian.
Look, what do you know about antiques apart from being one?
Don't you talk to me like that. I know my furniture and this is Victorian.
Well, I'll tell you this. If I had the other seven and a table, I wouldn't be standing here, mate. I'd be straight up to Sotheby's. A set like this went for £1,000 the other week. I'll take it up the Portobello Road and set, you know.
It's wormy.
Is it where? Where?
Here, look. The leg. Where I'm kicking it. See? It's fallen off.
So it has. Oh, that's clever, isn't it? 150 years that chair's lasted. And you comes along.
It was full of woodworm.
It could have been done.
Well, you were, that's for sure. And another thing, that chair's been on the cart. Oh, I told you before never to put any wormy stuff on the cart. You know what they're like when they get their teeth going. The cart will fall to bits one of these days. Get that chair burned before they march into the house.
It's all right, all right. Now, why, I'll sweep them up. Where's the broom? Come on, little worm. Go on. Over there, go on, in the house. Go on, eat it all up. Go on in there, straight up the stairs. First on the right, that's his room. Well, better still, have a go at him. Go on, get your teeth into him. Go on, go on, go on. Go on. Give a change of diet there. Go on, gnaw your way up his little legs.
Get out of it, get out of it. Don't speak my way here. You're mad, that's what you are. You're potty.
It is, of course I'm potty. I'm potty to spend my life working hard for you.
Working hard? That's a laugh. These are the first 3 hard days' work you've done in years, and it's crippled you. And don't you think I don't know why you've been doing it.
What do you mean by that?
Because you're scared. I know you. You were trying to get round me. Trying to make me change my mind about taking a lodger.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
All that chat about staying until the lodger arrived. You made sure he didn't come. I saw you take the advert out of the shop.
I did not.
Yes, you did. I watched you. I knew you'd follow me. I can read you like a book.
You've been letting me flog my guts out for the last 3 days, knowing full well there wouldn't be any lodger coming.
Well, you know there wasn't coming as well.
That's not a point. I didn't know you knew. This is very humiliating. You have been watching me, haven't you? Laughing at me. You're sadistic, you are. A right little mucky desard, ain't you, eh? Dropping the hot wax into the open wounds, eh? Well, that's it, mate. Because you've had it. You better put that advert back. Because you're going to need all the lodgers you can get. Because I'm going...
Harold, wait.
You've done some horrible things in your time. But never nothing like this. Oh, There's something very unhealthy about you. A word of advice before I go. If I was you, I'd go and get some psychiatric treatment before it's too late. I think they would be very interested in you.
Harold, we've had lots of rows before.
Row? Row? This isn't a row, Dad. Who's rowing? This is something far worse than a row. You have robbed me of my dignity. That's something we can't gloss over. I'm very sorry.
Look, Harold...
I'm going to bed now, Dad. I'm very tired. I've had an hard day. I shall leave first thing in the morning. When I find a job in an apartment, I shall send for my things.
And what sort of job do you think you're going to get?
There's plenty of jobs I could get, don't you worry. Well, a man of my qualifications, the world is my oyster. And the best of luck with your lodger. I'm no doubt you'll get on much better with a stranger than you ever with your own son. Goodbye.
Someone else come about the room, I suppose. Oh, it's you.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son. Are you coming in?
No, I can't stay. I just passed in, so I thought I'd drop in, see how you was.
Oh, I'm fine. And you?
Oh, yes, very well, thank you.
It's been a long time.
It's only been a week.
Oh, yes. You coming in?
Yes, all right. I mean, I'd just pop by, you know, just see if you needed any money or anything.
Oh, no, I'm managing nicely, thanks. I was just having me dinner.
Yeah, I thought I could smell fish and chips.
Have some?
Well, no, that's very nice of you, but I had intended going back to my apartment to eat.
Oh.
Thanks. I mean, if there's any going, but perhaps I will join you.
Well, go ahead then.
Oh, thank you.
How have you been making out?
Me? Oh, yeah, I couldn't be better.
You got a good job then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, pretty fair. Pretty fair.
What are you doing?
I'm in advertising.
Advertising? Oh, that's nice. You've always been interested in advertising, haven't you?
Yes. It is a fascinating business. You know, the hidden persuaders and all that. Trend setting and things. It keeps you busy. Are you going on, Dad?
Mustn't grumble. Salt?
Good. Have you let my old room yet?
Oh, yes. No trouble at all. Let the first day it was. First one they called, it was in.
Oh, good.
Don't you want any more chips, son?
No, thank you. How's Delilah?
Oh, she's fine. She misses you, I think. She keeps looking round.
Does she?
Yeah. She bumped into two buses yesterday. Harold.
Yeah?
Why don't you come back?
What? Come back here?
Yeah.
And give up my job?
Yeah. Let's start again. I won't nag you.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, Dad. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I would like to help you out, but I couldn't leave them right in the middle of a campaign. I mean, it wouldn't be fair to them. I mean, I don't think for a minute they'd let me go. See, it's not ethical. It would give me a terribly bad name in the advertising business, Dad.
Harold, please, listen to me.
Look, wait a minute, Dad, please. I mean, I can't just decide like that. I'd have to speak to CJ. He's my associate. I mean, these things take time. And they was relying on me for a new angle on this thing. I mean, they need me,
Harold.
Dad. They need me.
I saw you at the sandwich board yesterday.
Yeah. I'm the best ideas man that they've got. Pardon?
I saw you in the sandwich boards in Orchard Avenue and in our pamphlets. I saw you, Harold, advertising that Indian restaurant.
You've done it again, haven't you? There's my dignity gone for a burden again. I was on the point of coming back, but no, you have to go and tell me you saw me. You had to let me know, didn't you? If I'd have been sitting in a Rolls Royce with a posh bird next to me, you wouldn't have seen that, would you? No. But a sandwich board, you see them, don't you?
Well, that's it.
Oh, Gould, you're not going off again, are you?
I can't stop here. Not now, you know that. I'd never hear the end of it. I mean, every time we have a ride, we go on, leave,
get back under your sandwich boards.
I'm not having that for the rest of my life.
It wouldn't be like that, Harold. I promise.
I'm sorry, Dad.
If it'll make you feel any better, I haven't got a lodger either.
You haven't?
No. Nobody wanted it. I've had 15 people round and they all turn up their noses at it.
Are you admitting you was wrong?
Yes.
And I was right?
Yes.
And it was a daft idea, like I said it was. And it was... Oh, in that case, I'll come back. I mean, this makes you look as big a burk as me, doesn't it? Honour is satisfied. We're back where we started.
Yes.
Right. Pass me my George Bernard Shaw, please.
Here? Well, I think I'll nip down to the sweet shop in the morning and take the advert out of the window.
I wouldn't bother. I took it out on my way over here.
You knew I didn't have a lodger.
Of course I did.
You rotten, underhanded little swine.
It makes us quit, don't it?
I'm going to bed. You'll be back on the round tomorrow morning.
Right.
What time do you want calling?
Oh, about 10:30.
Lazy swine. Good night.
Good night.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son with William Edel. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson and produced by Bobby J.